2, The Video Diaries.
The grotesque man who collared us when we arrived at the Letitia Tree Hotel turned out to be an agent of Druid Dan's. A rather boozy, faded mercenarius with bright yellow teeth, a nose the size of Vesuvius, and a habit of staring at the ceiling.
Did you know the mankind is getting taller? So I say.
We were seated by the fire in this urban taverna, having filled our complaining stomachs with pastel pie, coddled potatoes, and brassica au gratin. Now, with a poculum of deadly nightcap in hand, it was still proving difficult to open up to Gaul.
You know, this local red is a lot more à la bouche than that rotten Roman Chianti.
That's my garlic, ami. But here they squeeze wine from grapes. In Rome they squeeze blood from Christians.
Monsieur de Gaulle, give me the lowdown. Is Druid Dan in trouble? Why isn't he here?
It is possible. He is a bit of a, how you say, crimson pumpernickel. His life is in as much danger as yours. Well, so I say. The enemies of Nero are ruthless. Ruthless, so I say. Here, I will give you a tabula geographica to secret ancient tunnel. Leads to the coast. Dragula will guide you, and Dangerous Dan will meet you in Londinium. Wait, so I say.
Oh, I come from Alabama, where the favorite blooms Baronia, and now I lay my head down at the feet of Queen Ammonia.
Oh, how sweet. I feel quite... Get up! Why is there always music at the beginning of my scenes?
Your worshipful excrescence, please be welcomed to the court by the winner of your sudden assassin contest. Ruperec the Meek!
Oh, I come from Alabama, where the favorite blooms Baronia, and now I lay my head down at the feet of Queen Ammonia.
My, you have got up a sweat.
Your humble servant, great queen, I'm sorry I killed your grocer's fair assassination, stabbing him in the back. I did enjoy putting out his eyes, though. So squidgy and delicious.
He wasn't even dead.
Yes, such fun.
Well, you know what they say about assassins. Homo brevi mortis.
Sorry, I don't speak Latin.
Well, shut up and listen. And never dare sing in my presence again. Now here, in his own scriptio, is Caligula's list of special tortures for extracting information. Study well. Get to Letizia, find video. Follow him to Deli Dan's. Get the key and the plans to the new Rome. And then, kill them all!
We found ourselves clattering down a dark stone stairway that circled and circled and plunged deep underground. Our meager candle is fluttering in the frigidous air. De Gaulle had told us we would be met at the Solarium by our guide on this unusual leg of our mission. A tunnel from Letitia to Boulogne. They say Caligula had the secret tunnel built to help his plans to conquer Britannia. Suddenly, a gust of wind blew out our lights.
Oh, mon Dieu! My eyes have stopped hearing!
And I'll bet we don't have any lucifers.
Would a minty help?
Don't worry, I am with you now. Nothing can happen.
Ah, my eyes can hear again.
The faggot of kero-soaked rags had burst into flamma, and when the big white circles disappeared from my oculars, I was staring into the visage of a Medusa. Lolling tongue, bulging eyes, long, thick strands of capillus that kept moving, and the stench.
Meus nomen Dragula, you give me Pecunia to take you to coast. Long journey, no soul, no air, no pabulum, no beds, no aqua, nothing. Very expensive. This is Thersis, each up front.
This feminist looked too wild to argue with, so I unzipped my right boot and took out the pecunia sack. There, MD sesterces, okay? Bit expensive, though.
Foof, nothing. This tunnel cost Empire Dissisi million sesterces, and still an Albus Elephantis. Also, I tell you another secret. In this tunnel is buried Caligula's favorite equus Isintatis. I show you on the way. Now come on to the subterraneous curriculum!
And with that, Dracula led us down the last steps, round the jagged rock corner, and into the endless black mouth of the Emperor's tunnel.
How endless is the Emperor's endless black tunnel? Could Caligula's equus still be vividus? And what is a subterraneous curriculum? Find out next in The Video Diaries.